UK police have clashed with and fired tear gas at people protesting the government's harsh austerity measures. Hundreds of thousands are attending the rally dubbed the March for the Alternative to protest the measures, which may lead to the loss of up to 500,000 public sector jobs. A NATO airstrike in Afghanistan's Helmand province late on Friday has claimed the lives of 7 civilians, most of them women and children. 5 others were injured in the attack. Afghan officials say NATO forces fired at a vehicle allegedly carrying militants, but instead they hit a civilian vehicle traveling nearby. Japan says the level of radioactive iodine in the sea near Fukushima nuclear power plant is 1,250 times higher than the limit. This follows reports that a reactor core may have breached, meaning there could be more contamination. The plant was damaged by the March 11th quake and tsunami. Libya's revolutionary forces have recaptured the city of Ajdabiya from forces loyal to embattled ruler Muammar Gaddafi. The fighters say many of the Gaddafi troops were taken hostage and others are being pursued as they flee to the city of Brega. Heavy clashes are also underway near the city of Misrata. They also say that they have retaken Brega. In Yemen, anti-government protesters have again taken to the streets of the capital Amman to demand President Ali Abdullah Saleh step down immediately. This as the government says it has put forward a deal on a peaceful transition of power. The deal would see Saleh quit at the end of the year. In Jordan, the opposition has accused the government of crimes against humanity. It's also warned of a civil war unless the government agrees to reforms. This is a day after clashes between government loyalists and demonstrators left at least 2 people dead and 130 others injured in the capital Amman. Syria has released 260 prisoners from jail. The prisoners are entitled to be freed as they have completed at least 3/4 of their sentence. Their release comes shortly after the government announced a string of reforms, among them the possibility of ending 48 years of emergency rule. And Canada has set May the 2nd for general elections after the Conservative government collapsed following a no-confidence vote in the House of Commons. Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government was defeated for contempt of Parliament. The motion was put forward by the Liberal Party.